The Drive with Robin Roz, and it is also spooky season, and we've been chatting about our planned trip to the Pretoria Oudraadsaal, and we needed a little bit of advice from our mystery ghost tour and mystery ghost hunter, Mark Rose Christie. Mark, welcome back to the show. We are really making this an annual occurrence.
Well, South Africa's Mystery Ghost Tour says thank you very much for having us, and particularly now for Halloween.
It's such a pleasure to have you back on the show. The Oudraadsaal in Pretoria.
Yeah.
What do you know about it?
Well, it was Paul Kruger's Parliament, of course, and there are many stories, and people think there's a lot of ghosts running around there. We certainly know there's a little girl there that's been captured on SLS camera. We don't know who the little girl is. She's probably one of the children of the Boers, because they obviously met there. There is a caretaker, an old caretaker. People hear him walking with a limp. This is all in the main chamber. And then if you're facing Paul Kruger's chair, which is up one or two tiers, if you look to your left, there are three balconies. And that is where Paul Kruger's wife used to sit. And people say when they visit the Oudraadsaal that they see a shadowy figure up there. And sometimes the curtains move. There's two little curtains. There's two little curtains on either side of the chair where she used to sit. And sometimes she would even signal Paul Kruger when he had a difficult decision to make, but it wasn't an obvious signal, and she would put her hand on the railing and apparently raise a knuckle or leave the knuckle down or spread her fingers apart for yes, no, maybe. And so those are the three sort of ghosts we know about in the Oudraadsaal. There are more.
So we have things to look for, Ozzy.
It's broad daylight, and I am only listening to this. We're not anywhere near the Oudraadsaal at this point. En ek is al reeds bang, my hoenderplas staan net so.
Well, I'll tell you something. On the Mystery Ghost Tours in Pretoria, the Oudraadsaal is everybody's favorite. So you should be looking forward to it, actually.
I wanted to ask you about the Mystery Ghost Tours. What do they entail, and how can people get on one of them?
Well, first of all, they just go to mysteryghostproductions.co.za. That's how they find us. And the reason we call it productions is because we also do ghost dinners. In fact, we're having a ghost dinner for the first time in Halloween at the Centurion Hotel, which is not far from where you guys are. And then we're also running in Cape Town, Johannesburg and Pretoria. And what do we do? Well, there's history, there's the science of the paranormal. We tell people about the different types of ghosts. We have one or two clever scares. We go into certain buildings. We go into the graveyard as well.
I can't wait for any of this. Mark, you were talking about a ghost dinner. What does one serve a ghost for dinner?
Well, yeah, that's all. Spook awesome. Candy floss,
eh?
So, well, it's a three-course dinner, and it's well-published on our website. But it also is interspersed with three ghost acts that we do. And we want to thank our sponsor, Toy Zone, if I may.
Absolutely.
For sponsoring us again this year. They do a fantastic job.
And then that website one more time if people want to come along?
Yes, very easy. Mystery Ghost Productions, with an S on the end, .co.za.